The following podcast is a production of St. James Episcopal Church in Skaney Atlas, New York, and features thoughts and musical reflections based on the lectionary for this week. It is available on our website and Apple Podcasts. All music is licensed to St. James for streaming by One License and Christian Copyright Licensing International. For more information, visit stjamesskan.org.
So I'll stand with arms high, heart abandoned, in awe of the one who gave it all. I'll stand, so Lord, to you surrender all I am is yours.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. In the synagogue at Nazareth, Jesus read from the book of the prophet Isaiah and began to say, "Today this scripture had been fulfilled in your hearing." All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They said, "Is this not Joseph's son?" He said to them, "Doubtless you will quote me in the proverb, 'Doctor, cure yourself.' And you will say, 'Do here also in your hometown the things that you have heard you did at Capernaum.' And he said, 'Truly I tell you, no prophet is accepted in the prophet's hometown. But the truth is, there were many widows in Israel in the time of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up in 3 years and 6 months, and there was a severe famine all over the land. Yet Elijah was sent to none of them, except to a widow at Zarephath in Sidon. There were also many lepers in Israel at the time when the prophet Elisha, and none of them was cleansed except Naaman the Syrian. When they heard this, all in the synagogue were filled with rage. They got up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town was built, so that they might hurl him off the cliff. But he passed through the midst of them and went on his way." The Gospel of the Lord.
Thank you. Luke's account of what happened at the synagogue in Nazareth comes on the heels of some really significant events in Jesus' life. In the early verses of the gospel, Luke tells us that Jesus was baptized and anointed with the Holy Spirit, and then that same Spirit drove him out into the wilderness where he was tempted by the devil. And after that, he returned to Galilee and began his public ministry. We heard the account of that last week. Jesus returned to Nazareth, his hometown, and on the Sabbath went to the synagogue where he read from the prophet Isaiah, saying these words: "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Today's reading is more of that same speech in the synagogue. And at first, the people were amazed by Jesus' gracious wisdom. But then he seems to intentionally provoke them, and they turn against him and try to kill him. This past week, while I was reflecting on this story, I had an unsettling moment of self-awareness. Whenever I've read Luke's account of that day in the synagogue, someplace in my less than conscious mind, I realize now I've been making some assumptions. One is that I'm not like those people. And another is I would not have done what they did. And it's really not very far from those assumptions to thinking, those are bad people, and if I met them today, I wouldn't like them. What kind of people would reject Jesus? Much as I didn't really like discovering those thoughts in myself, I am thankful for light being shed on that place of darkness in my own heart and mind. This is, after all, the season of Epiphany, where things are revealed that once were hidden. When we hear the words of the prophet Isaiah saying, "The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light." This is the season when Jesus promises to give sight to those who are blind. Shively Smith, assistant professor of New Testament at Boston University School of Theology, points out in her commentary on this passage that this encounter took place in the synagogue, which means these were people of faith. They were the good guys, the ones who showed up, who cared about their religious heritage, who were there to worship God. The people who rejected Jesus were faithful, religious people like us. The problem was that Jesus was a prophet, and prophets see into people's hearts and speak aloud what they see. Jesus announced that his purpose was to give sight to those who could not see and set things right that were wrong in the world. David Schneza Jacobson, a scholar and preaching also at Boston University School of Theology, observes that when God's grace encounters those with privilege or entitlement, there is a collision, like what happened in the synagogue that day. Even good people have some bits of hypocrisy. And who wouldn't react when a prophet calls it out? The gospel story from Luke is directed at people like us who come to church, who show up, who genuinely try to be faithful followers of Jesus. So it's going to make us uncomfortable to hear this story. Last week, St. James had the blessing of a prophet preaching in this pulpit. Terence A. King, pastor of AME Zion Church in Ithaca, challenged us with questions about whether we are woke or asleep. And he spoke about racism in education and housing and in the criminal justice system. I got to wondering this week if it crossed Terence's mind that we might take offense and try to throw him off a cliff. St. James Racial Justice and Reconciliation Commission has announced a theme for the programming this year, Open and Curious, an invitation to learn about racism and social justice. And I think that we can assume that we will hear things and read things and learn things that make us uncomfortable. We may even feel anger or resentment, insult, or want to reject something that comes across our path. But we are people of faith, living in a world where not everything is as it should be, and the prophets are sent by God to shed light in our darkness, to tell us there is something not right here. There is something here that does not match Jesus' message of love, God's just and peaceable kingdom, and the promises we make at every baptism. Last week, Pastor King challenged us about the injustices he sees, and he asked us, not only are we awake to these things, but what are we going to do about it? And those are uncomfortable questions. I think we can expect that this year of learning about racism and social injustice is going to make us uncomfortable at times. We are going to have strong reactions at times. And the best thing that we can do is to hold space, to name and hold those reactions long enough to see what they might be about, and to help each other, hang in there while we sort it out. Last week, I shared with the folks who were gathered at the 9 o'clock service that in the 1990s, my dad was called as the interim pastor to a black church near where Kip and I lived in Charleston, South Carolina. And I went to hear Dad preach on his first Sunday there, and the first words out of his mouth were, "I am a racist." And I thought, oh, Dad. How can you say that? And it's taken me decades, really, to understand that what my dad was saying is that he lived in a system that favors some and not others, and he was one of the people that was benefiting. He wasn't saying that he was hateful. In fact, he was anything but. He was saying that he was favored by a system that hurts others, and he was trying to wake up to that reality. It's hard to admit that, but it's a necessary first step if we want to set things right that are wrong in this world. It is going to be uncomfortable, but we can help each other with the discomfort until we're able to move past it and move on to do something about changing the injustices in this world. There's actually good news in this story about Jesus and the people who rejected him. Think about this. Even knowing what was in people's hearts, Jesus reached out to them that day. Even knowing what is in our hearts, Jesus reaches out to us over and over and over again, giving us opportunities to hear and to see and to respond with love. And notice, too, that when they tried to kill him, Jesus managed to slip away. What that reveals is that God's purpose for the world will not be thwarted by anything that we do or don't do. This year of learning about racism and social injustice is going to be hard at times. But it's important to remember that when we have a strong negative reaction, it's more than likely because there's something there that we needed to hear. And by God's grace, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, with time and help and probably some stumbling, we will move more in the direction of love. The kind of love that Paul describes in his letter to the Corinthians, love that rejoices in the truth. One step at a time, we make this journey.
Journey of faith. All are welcome here. For more information about this or any program offered by St. James, visit stjamesskan.org.